From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Yesterday, we talked to an African-American mom who couldn't find a nanny for her kids and a reporter who looked at the racial implications of childcare. But most people can't afford nannies, so today we take a look at a shortage of quality daycare. To combat that, some programs target and subsidize fees for low-income families. In this case, working-class and middle-class parents might feel the most financial pain. But there are also childcare providers who look to fill an affordable niche and a need. One is 35-year-old Kenyatta Bakir. She runs Wisdom Preschool, a modest but spacious center nestled in the middle of a busy residential community in South Los Angeles. The preschool accepts children 2 to 5 years old. And we paid her a visit at Wisdom Preschool and bring you Kenyatta Bakir in her own words.
Well, I'm the eldest of 9 children, so ever since I can remember, my mother always taught me how to interact with children. This community is dear to me. Actually, my 2 preschools that I ran with LA Unified are right down the street. I grew up about 5 minutes from here. We still own the property. The neighborhood has changed drastically. It used to be predominantly African American. Now it's predominantly Latino. But the need is still there, the need that children need to be educated. And if you look at studies, 0 to 3 is the most crucial time in a child's development. And if you can get a child at that age and be able to really mold them and get them not just to understand ABC 1, 2, 3, but social skills, interaction with other children, then when they go on to kindergarten and to higher grades, then they fare better. I think that the quality child care is there as far as the people who are actually initiating it, who are the ones who are in the field, who are the workers. But as far as the funding sources are limited in a sense, their money has been passed down through the state. Arnold Schwarzenegger is passing down more money through the many different bills, but it still needs to be more money. We do have universal preschool where they are trying to educate 4-year-old children. So they're starting to see the need, but it's only come in within the last 10 years. So we're talking about all these generations of children who missed out on that or got part of. So now it's our goal to even educate the parents, because parents can't raise their children if they don't know how to parent. It's a challenge, and it could be a deficit. I constantly felt like I was banging my head a lot of days. My parent meetings would consist of maybe 5 people out of one of my sites was 230 children. It's starting to become better because I think there's a sense of people starting to say, you know what, I want better for my child. You might even have a parent that's struggling with drug abuse or alcohol abuse, but the main thing is that they want to make sure that their child is safe. I know that I can get funding from the state for certain families, but the ones who are just in that middle, who don't qualify for welfare, can't get on welfare, maybe they're working and they make just a little bit of more money a year, but still struggling, we decrease the price within about $50 to $60 a week just to help them with that. And the parents are grateful. You know, because I could say, well, you have to have the max amount and that's it. But in actuality, I'm losing this child. So I look at the bigger picture. What is this child going to be in 20 years? Maybe this child coming into our preschool setting and learning and adapting to society makes this child go be the next president of the United States. So then, in turn, when I'm old and gray and retired, then I'll get it back anyway.
That was Kenyatta Bakir, executive director of Wisdom Preschool in Los Angeles. Kenyatta opened the school just 2 weeks ago on January 2nd.